Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Amanda Langmaid, Farmers Insurance of Sebewing. For all your insurance needs, see Amanda Langmaid in Sebewing across from Luke's Market. Yesterday, the Tuscola County Election Commission met regarding the recall petition language submitted for office holder Christopher Kreger, Columbia Township trustee, James LaValle, recall sponsor, and Kyle O'Mara, attorney for trustee Kreger, attended the meeting to provide comment to support their respective positions of the recall language. A vote of the Election Commission was held. For Clerk Fetting, no. Treasurer Bennett, no. Judge Thane, yes. Therefore, the recall language was denied. Either the recall sponsor or the office holder has 10 days to appeal the decision of the Election Commission. The recall sponsor also has the ability to file new recall language. A copy of the Certificate of Determination was attached. And a major shakeup is brewing in Lake Township. The County Election Commission has officially cleared the way for recall efforts against four local leaders. Supervisor Valerie McCullum, Clerk Lisa Clinton, Treasurer Nicole Collins, and Trustee Dale Hartzell are now all targets of approved recall petitions. The complaints, which the commission deemed factual and clear, ranged from budget disputes, specifically salary hikes, to allegations of dodging public town halls and violating open meeting rules. The clock is now ticking for the officials, who have until July 17th to file an appeal with the circuit court. If no appeals are filed by that deadline, the recall campaigns are authorized to begin collecting signatures. The decision follows on the heels of the approval of the recall petition against Huron County Commissioner Steve Vaughn. Vaughn has appealed the Huron County Election Commission's decision in the Huron County Circuit Court, where a judge will determine whether the commission acted appropriately in approving the petition. Since the Election Commission approved Vaughn's recall petition, additional recall petitions have been filed against Scott Moust, John Hunt, and Sammy Curry. Meanwhile, Joe Murphy has resigned from office, rendering the recall effort against him unnecessary. There is also pending recall petitions against Commissioner Mary Babcock, with a review hearing yet to take place. The people are speaking up with the leadership that they feel are not representing the will of the people in the township and county. When we come back from this Amanda Langmaid sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Summer means long days, busy schedules, and making memories. But it's also a great time to make sure what matters most is protected. At Amanda Langmaid's Farmers Insurance in Sebewing, Amanda can help with life insurance to protect your family's future and business. Coverage to help protect everything you worked hard to build. Whether you're planning ahead or growing your business, now is the time to renew your coverage. This summer, protect your family, your business, and your future with Amanda Langmaid, Farmers Insurance in Sebewing.
I'm Amanda Langmaid with Farmers Insurance in Sebewing, helping protect your future every season of life. Call me today at 989-704-3409.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, besides federal and state seats being on the Tuesday, August 4 election ballot, there will also be candidates who are running for local offices in Huron County. For Huron County Circuit Court, number 52 incumbent Gerald M. Prill is the lone candidate. Running for Huron County's probate court, Judge R. incumbent Julian M. Ferris, who is challenged by Jessica Lee Testelin-Rinke. The candidate for Huron County Treasurer is Republican Cheryl Yon. Republican Melissa Van Hamlin is running to be McKinley Township Clerk. Running for Rubicon Township Treasurer is Republican Shelley Schultz. There will also be candidates vying to be delegates on the ballot. On Election Day, the polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Amanda Langmaid, Farmers Insurance of Sebewing. For all your insurance needs, see Amanda Langmaid in Sebewing across from Luke's Market.